multi-channel, interactive, an insight into the television of the future in a Right to Reply special.
It's television, but not as we know it. Welcome to a future where broadcasting becomes a global free-for-all.
Patricia, will we still need a BBC in 10 years' time?
We certainly will. The satellite, the internet, is going to attract in global broadcasters. You're going to need to be a big player in order to offer original UK production. At the moment, actually, the BBC is the only broadcaster in the UK that has that kind of scale and stature.
No one argues, I think, with the BBC maintaining that it must be a player in the digital age. I think how much of a player it must be and how far it really bumps up against some of the commercial activities of some of its competition needs defining.
Well, let's talk briefly about that, the digital age. And the BBC has assumed it ought to be in there. But what can you offer that nobody else is going to be offering effectively free?
Well, it's offering a third network, and there is real space for new talent outlets on a third network. And then it's offering news and parliamentary coverage and BBC Knowledge, an educational channel.
Which we're all paying for this, though. We have no choice about paying for it, regardless of the number of people who take up that service. So would it be reasonable to say that if your news services hadn't achieved a certain level of audience by a certain point, you should stop doing it and spend our money on something else?
Well, what we do, of course, whenever the BBC moves into something, there's a public consultation process, we seem to have a government inquiry.
You were making a point earlier, though, Patricia, and I think it's something we all have to face. As we enter a more competitive age, money gets tighter. Therefore, isn't there an argument the BBC should be very clear about what money it's going to invest in key mainstream programming and the digital services it offers, and not have a bout of me-tooism right across the piece?
I think that's the argument. I think that's right. And the BBC doesn't claim to do everything. It wouldn't claim to run a movie channel or game shows across the evening. It has made a real focus on education, and I was about to say the opportunity that digital brings to bring together a BBC Knowledge channel together with our online sites, our educational online sites, and provide a new resource for the nation that can't exist in any other way. It's a very exciting thing to do.
You're perhaps the most exposed of all the channels that we're talking about, because the general entertainment channels are taking you on. You've got public service responsibilities, you've got regional programmes that you've got to do. If you have a too popular BBC One, you're in further trouble, aren't you?
Well, no, I don't think anyone in ITV will back off competition. I think what is evident is that high-quality drama, high-quality documentary making delivers ratings to ITV and has real commercial value.
So you've no desire in the next 5 to 10 years to have your public service responsibilities or requirements reduced?
I do believe, without trying to back off regional requirements for our local franchises, that as new technology advances and the digital age comes in and the net is more and more widely available, if you take a 10 to 15 year view of it, that we should be thinking about how else do we provide a regional service that matters to people. I mean, for instance, London Weekend has a half-hour children's programme requirement. If you actually think about that tiny drop in the ocean versus Nickelodeon and the sort of children's programming which children are going to find and be looking for, you have to say, why are we doing that? I'd rather see our efforts going into an ITV children's channel, for instance.
And finally, from you, 10 years' time, one ITV company?
Well, it has to make sense. We're seeing elements of consolidation, obviously, in ITV now. The more you can have one company, the stronger it will be and the better positioned it is to take on the world market, which we haven't even mentioned
yet. I won't mention the question of whether it should be Granada or another company that is what ITV.
Well, we know what the answer should be.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Now, finally, from you, what do you think the framework of television will look like in 10 years' time? Have you any doubt that BBC and ITV will be there as major players?
I think that on the commercial side, there'll be a consolidation. So each platform, the terrestrial platform, satellite, cable, will be dominated by one commercial player. And there are obvious dangers in that. And I think that you meet those dangers by having a strong BBC that's independent, by having some light touch regulation and by having a very powerful competition regulator that makes sure that those players can't dominate their platforms to keep out other service providers. Because the most important thing, if digital is going to be a success for viewers, is that it gives them access to a wider range of program makers, a wider range of stories, and not just more of the same from the big companies, even if the big companies are inevitable.
I think the viewer should be the winner, actually, because they should have more choice and more quality if everything we're talking about comes good.
I'll cross every finger that I've got. Thank you very much.